Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Segments with Dr. Steve Pachinik. If you were going to run a sting operation on election fraud, well, you would let the criminals engage in all their election fraud with the dead voters. You would let them stuff the voting machines so that you would get voter turnout higher than any other election ever, so that when you audit that, you can find that information out. You would allow them the use of mail-in ballots so that when you audit the mail-in ballot, you could find the counterfeit mail-in ballots and then do the forensic analysis, data analysis, finding out they were all for Joe Biden. You would film it. You would have dozens of poll watchers, which they did. And so it all ran successfully, and we all saw it. Now, we're waiting to see justice happen. And so Dr. Steve Pachinik reported this on the War Room with me probably about a month ago. And Steve, you know, you said this the other day on Alex Jones, but that interview went totally worldwide. It also went viral in China as well. The Chinese people are watching us, hoping we can save these elections as well. You would also monitor the election electronic data on the machines, which are connected to the Internet. Dominion lied about that. So all that information can be cyber analyzed. And then you collect it when it goes through Frankfurt, Germany. So this is all on record, Steve. So in this segment and the next, talk about this process. If you're running this process from a military perspective, how you launch it, how you let it happen, and then how on the back end you prove it all so that you have a case in court, and then also maybe tie it into this runoff election in Georgia, which they're obviously going to be monitoring, where if you have a huge Republican turnout and these Republican Senate candidates win by, you know, 20%, well, oh my gosh, there's your smoking gun after everything else. It's like, okay, clearly everything else was fraudulent before this. Dr. Steve Pachinik, explain how this would go down.
Well, what happens in a sting operation like this is, number one, time is something you control. In other words, what we're really doing is something I've done in the past in other situations in the Soviet Union, in Panama, Cambodia. And what I was privileged to become or be within this scenario was the messenger of a regime change. The irony is not that Trump would be taken out of power, but in fact the converse would occur. So Trump really set up the operation in a way that America could see for the first time the density and thickness of the corruption we had all the way from the top to the bottom. Biden knew this. It wasn't a surprise to him. And the more that came out, and Trump said it in the speech, look, he said they being the Democrats, told Biden not to do anything. Just stay in the basement, do whatever you do, and we have won the election. That was in the Georgia speech. You don't see it in mainstream news. The converse is that what happens is you get some idiot like Cuomo on television to say that Trump is delusional, crazy. So what happens is you stimulate the response, and that's what we call in the business of transfer regime or regime change, agitation propaganda. And what Trump was doing with the Twitter, and I'm going to be technical now, was really agitating all the components within the corruption system. So Republicans, Democrats, local officials, senators, congressmen, all of them on our notice, including people in his own team, William Barr, Dunham, and others. And I've said for a long time, Barr has a very unscrupulous background. He was a DI, an analyst, a DDO, a CIA for 7 years in the CIA, and he becomes attorney general under Bush, who's CIA, and then allowed the Iran-Contra to be free and sanctioned the invasion of Panama, which I was involved with. In other words, he is exposing everything, including his own cabinet. to allow the American public a historical revolution that we've never had before using social media.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. Short break here, 60-second break here, and we're going to come back and conclude with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Don't go anywhere.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back here. Dr. Steve Pachinik is experienced, we'll say, an expert in regime change. And so I want to put out my notion of what he's talking about here and then let him finish this segment. The regime change that we're dealing with here, it's confusing because it's not about Trump, who's already the president. Trump is the president. The deep state regime is still in power. The deep state regime is still running the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the mainstream news, and our elections. Trump is exposing all of this with the military at his back, doing things in the shadows to catch all of this as it's happening. So this is a long-term regime change. President Trump at the head of it. Now the second wave of this is happening, mopping up all of the deep state, as we'll say it. And Dr. Pachinik, you were just breaking down how it's all been exposed in the last 4 years. You're 100% spot on. So get back to where you left off about the regime change happening. Explain how it's the regime change of putting with Trump at the head of just America first, American patriots, people that aren't bought and paid for by foreign entities out of China or other communist areas or blackmailed with the CIA or Epstein blackmail. And then talk about how you allow all of these shenanigans to go on. You're watching it from a cybersecurity perspective, a military perspective, a legal perspective, and then you have the entire front of information to say, okay, here's who the traitors are, here's who in the deep state, here's who's compromised, and then you could only at that point use the military to do it because you've learned now every other element, every other institution of our government has been totally compromised. Steve Pachinik, get back to the explaining that and get into the sting operation that the military has run right now to catch the Democrats stealing the election for Joe Biden.
Well, let's understand that this is not just the Democrats. It involves all politicians at all levels. And what Trump is doing is, number one, kind of in the regime change, what he's doing is changing the regime of the way we do politics and the corruption that was inherent, both the Democratic and Republican sides. When he came in, and it took a businessman like Trump to do it, who had a history of not saying the things that people wanted to hear, but doing the things they could not do. And that's what I was explaining before for over a couple of years. Trump can say whatever he wants, but you have to look at the outcome of Trump's initiatives. He built 42nd Street. He did Fifth Avenue. He did casinos in New Jersey. He did a skating rink in New York for the kids. So what Trump is doing now is giving America a lesson in what had happened in the past 30, 40 years in the deep state, using a very effective social media, the Twitter. But ironically, he has been the most intimate president I have ever thought about for the past 40, 50 years. He's far closer to the American public with his speeches and rallies than any other president I've ever seen. Nixon was aloof. Carter was uncertain. Reagan was totally aloof, not really all that prominent with the individual. Bush Sr. had a problem dealing with people in general. And here you have a president who really says, listen, I'm going to tell you what the truth is. And by the way, I enjoy what you do, and let's have some fun while we're doing it. That's the nature of the overall scheme in which he's delivering probably the most lethal blow we've ever had against the corrupt system. So it's encompassed within humor, self-deprecation, the notion that he's there as a teacher, pedagogy, and at the same time knowing how to use the spear of the military to use it selectively and surgically. In some ways, this is a payback to the CIA and all the civilians who sent thousands and hundreds of thousands of us men and women into Vietnam, Cambodia, Iraq, Afghanistan, to fight wars we didn't need to fight. And what was important to me as a person who was in the regime change business was listening to the first things Trump said. And this was the first president other than Eisenhower who said the following: there will be no more wars. Not only there will be no more wars, I'm going to take my soldiers out of Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria. And this is what people like myself who've been involved in regime change, who've been involved with the military intelligence, have said repeatedly, we don't need our boys as sacrificial lambs overseas for nonsensical cowards like Cheney, who refused to serve our country 11 times, Bush Jr., a chicken hawk who never served our country, including his father, Bush Sr., who lied about the fact that he was shot down. He didn't shot down. He was a coward. He evicted from a plane. The Clintons, who never served. Obama, who never served other than working with the CIA. Brennan, an idiot from Fordham University, who has the audacity to talk about our president when he himself has messed up an analytical solution. He's been paid off by the CIA and the military industrial complex and is a complete moron and was made a DCI. This was typical of the stupidity of the CIA. You had Gina Haspel, a woman who had compromised herself terrorizing and torturing so-called prisoners of war. Then on top of that, you had
Let me ask you this. The Cold War, I mean, we can analyze Democrat Party politics, Republican Party politics, mainstream news and reporting of all this, but you're talking about something behind all of these walls. We're talking about a Cold War where it's the CIA, it's the FBI, it's all these corrupt federal institutions that sent our soldiers to war fictitiously for fake news, oh, weapons of mass destruction, oh, 9/11, all the other lies we've been told, you know, Vietnam. So it's been for decades it's been going on. And so now it's the military with the proper people in head, I guess, saying, you know what, you guys did this to us. You did this to the American soldiers. Now we're going to do this to you, and you're going to be exposed as the bad guys. Because, you know, that's another angle. Whenever people talk about this, they always want to blame the military. It's not their fault. The people in the military aren't the ones that organize these things.
Right. You hit it on the head. So, I mean, it's exactly what I've been saying. And these are brave men and women who are in the military. They've had all kinds of command, overseas command, domestic command. But this is the first time we have a series of generals and individuals who are both scholars and warriors. Keith Alexander, the head of NSA, and then was head of G2 Army, 4 degrees. I have other ones who are colonels. They have 2 degrees in software. I have with almost every military officer I dealt with, I'm dealing with an intellect and a soldier. And in a way, I was kind of their spokesperson because they knew I did not want anything from my service to the country. I was trained in the intelligence world. I was trained at MIT by DARPA and ironically by the CIA. But I never joined the CIA. And for years, the reason why I never joined is because my loyalty was to the Republic, not to individuals, not to a military, and not to a secret society. But when 9/11 came in, all of the officers with whom I worked with, they began to see the problem that they had and how they were being abused and used for the service of chicken hawks. Literally.
So let me ask you this. Is the final goal here, we only have 60 seconds, is the final goal here to reform these institutions or do they have a watch, a timer on them right now that's ticking down?
That's a timer, and eventually they will be reformed or eliminated. We do not need millions of people in the federal government. Trump was clear about that, and we'll see what happens. But there will be a major diminution in terms of the number of federal employees that we have and the number of institutions. But thanks to you and Alex, we were able to develop an alternative way to express this in revolution, because we could never have done it in the mainstream, and now we're considered conspiracy theorists or wackos or whatever. It doesn't bother me, doesn't bother you, doesn't bother Alex, and quite frankly, I want to bless your audience, because that was for the true American patriots who helped us out. And
I was going to say that exact same thing. That's incredible that we finish off with that on the same frequency. I was going to say, well, thank God for this audience for keeping us on air, folks. I mean, seriously.
And I really thank them very well. And remember, this is a Judeo-Christian world, and we need a lot of Christianity to cover.
Thank you, Dr. Steve Pachinik. Thank you. God bless you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will you please wear a mask?
No.
Please.
Nope.
For the sake of other people, please wear one. No. Please. I'm begging you, please.
There's some big breaking news on this Sunday night. Footage has gone viral from last night's huge Trump rally in Georgia. They're calling him a soy boy, a virtue signaler, begging and pleading for the people going in to wear their masks. They're not buying into the hoax, despite the fact that all the studies show the masks do next to nothing. And they just passed a regulation in Florida where with the PCR test, they're not allowed to turn it up 20, 30, 40 times to where they're getting false positives without putting on the readout that it's a false positive. So this overblown COVID hoax is in deep trouble. But here's what I want to say to the soy boy. I know you're not a soy boy. You're a globalist operative, and you know damn well what your mission is. World government. Here's the key right here. It's on Infowars.com. It's got the links to the United Nations themselves that have run this global lockdown that is now triggering. Millions have already starved to death. Hundreds of millions were set to starve. And now the UN says that hundreds of millions will starve to death because of the lockdowns, because of the chain reaction, because of the loss of tourism, because of the fact that places like Africa, most of their business is exporting agricultural products. Listen to this article. COVID pandemic measures could push people, over a billion people worldwide, into extreme poverty. UN admits 207 million could be driven into extreme poverty and could starve to death in the next decade. This is the chain reaction. This is the reality. But Klaus Schwab at the Davos Group says it's about depopulation. He says it's about lowering the carbon footprint. So now when you see him going, please, please, please wear a mask, save people. This is all about collapsing the economy. And the leftists know it. They want full control. It's mega banks, billionaires that pay no taxes, that have huge private jets and huge palatial mansions who are locking us down under total siege. And the fact that you go to a Trump rally now and nobody's wearing masks shows the huge awakening that's happening. 96% of the PCR tests are fake. German court ruled it. Portuguese court just ruled it. And now, huge reports at Van.video before we play this clip, that Wolfgang Wodarg, the head of the EU Medical Commission, came out and looked at the mRNA vaccines coming out right now being approved in the UK, and they attack women's placentas so you can't have children. And that's the one Bill Gates wants us all to take. Wow. So now when you see him going, please stay in the fear. Please never come out of your house again and get into debt and let us shut down your local business. Please. Remember, they're asking you to bow down while Walmart and Apple and Google and Amazon all stay open, all make record profits. They're just begging you, please be a prisoner. Please take an ID on your phone. Please buy into our crap. And if you do that, Bill Gates said, oh, this was just a drill on Colbert 6 months ago. He said, a real bioattack's coming. They want to train you to lock down so they can kill you in your houses. So now that we've covered the facts that this is going to kill hundreds of millions of people over the next 9 years, let's hear Soy Boy in a new light where he virtue signals. It's more than him just being a hero and being safe. It's about him exercising his will. He's a savage operative, and I suggest we realize that.
You guys got masks?
Masks?
No?
No. Don't want one.
Why not?
Because I don't need it. Why, you need it?
You should wear one because there's a global pandemic going on. Yeah.
Well, you got yours.
I got mine on. Yeah,
good.
I'm trying to be safe.
Good. Okay.
But you could infect somebody else, and they could get sick.
I'm actually leaving them alone.
Will you please wear one?
Excuse me?
Will you please wear a mask?
No.
Please.
Nope.
For the sake of other people, please wear one.
No.
Please. I'm begging you. Please.
Host commentary addendum. It is the left that doesn't want to have border controls and checks for real things like tuberculosis that killed 1.2 million Americans, according to the CDC, in the year 2019. They're the same ones that say there's too many people and want a virus to come back and depopulate the earth. They're the ones like Bill Maher that say they want suicide and forced sterilization and the euthanasia of old people. But suddenly they care so much about us, they want us to stay locked in our houses so the big mega banks and big box stores can take over society. They're not the left. They're not liberals. They're conformist operatives of the system. They're PR men and women out there selling us the idea of rolling over and dying and giving up on our own futures so they can piratically take it over. And the good news is humanity isn't buying. And I'm very proud of Trump supporters seeing right through it and calling this piece of leftist garbage out there, virtue signaling, out for what he did. This is the new form of war. Having us run into our houses and never come out, believing Chicken Little and the collapse of the sky while they take over. Well, guess what? Your leftist Milgram experiment, your Stanford research experiment, your mass Stockholm program may have worked on your own people, but it's not working on us, scum. It's not working on Infowars.com and Ban.video. Now go get this report at Ban.video and share it and force it down the throats of the soy boys, the ones who wear gags, like the Islamists want their women to wear burqas as a sign of our submission. We will never submit to you trash.
Thank you, Alex. My goodness, what was that? A guy begging on his knees for Trump supporters to wear masks. Hey, bro, you got your mask on, man. So you should be good. If you're that scared, walk around in a hazmat suit. What happened to Americans, man? You know, I kind of want to talk about this vision I had last night. But you know what? I really don't have the time. But it's just funny how progressives are actually regressive, and the total progression of society for human freedom, for individual liberty, is the wild, wild west. It is every American with a gun on his hip. It is every woman with a roof over her head. That's the full progression of free market capitalism and individual liberty, self-government defined. That's the ultimate conclusion. And notice, we got there and immediately communism came in to start ruining it for us. And you know, there's a perfect example of this from the New Yorker magazine, where in 1957, the cover was a man and a woman married, buying their first home with a dog and two kids in a big yard. Now it's a single woman in her dirty, disgusting apartment drinking wine with pills on the table and five cats. That's modern-day liberalism. That's modern-day progressives, which is actually regressive from human individual liberty. Now, I already spoke too much here, folks. I should have been plugging. I barely plugged today. We need to pay the bills around here. And honestly, we've probably worked the crew harder in the last 3 months than ever here at InfoWars, and that's saying a lot. Now, you see my face every day. I'm working 7 days a week. I can prove that. You see my face every day on the videos at Bandout Video. You see me at the rallies. You see me on air 6 days a week. I'm not the only one here that works every day. I'm not the only one here that commits my life to this. We have an entire crew of people that does it. And, folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com because I want to give this crew the biggest bonus they've ever had. But we're tight. We're tight because we just keep putting the funds into the InfoWar, and our crew is so dedicated, they never demand bonuses anyway. But folks, you need the products. You need the air filters. You need the water filters. You need the storable food. And by the way, all storable food and water supplies at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off, plus 10% off your entire purchase with coupon code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWar.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to
to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in the desk for Alex today. Ollie Alexander has been one of the busiest men trying to stop this steal. He was front row at the Trump rally last night. I don't even think he would deny he was hamming it up for the cameras a little bit. But hey, you're front row at a Trump rally. That's pretty much like being floor seats at the Lakers in the NBA Finals. So I can't blame him for that. It's incredible, though, Ollie. You know, I saw you just put this on Twitter, and we'll get to the latest information on where we stand right now with stopping the steal. But, you know, isn't it funny? I have noticed the pickup of hit pieces on you lately, specifically from the fake news CNN, the filth of the mainstream media CNN. the Communist News Network, the Clown News Network. They run hit pieces on you. But it's funny, all these news organizations, whether it's myself or Alex Jones or any of us here fighting for America, fighting for human freedom, they love writing hit pieces on us. But, Ali, they never ask us for comments. They never invite us onto any of their shows, look for quotes, or do any research. They just publish what they think about us as fact. And then, really, it's libelous, quite frankly, but those laws are hard to win in court. So talk about the attacks that have ramped up on you because you're trying to fight this election theft, and then let's get into where it stands right now.
Well, it's hard to keep track of all of the hit pieces. I don't have myself on Google Alerts. We don't have a communications director. I don't have a publicist. You know, we're about putting bodies in the streets in these six key states and then all 50 states on Saturday at noon. And we've done D.C. once. We're going to do D.C. again December 12th on the National Mall, not Freedom Plaza. And but, you know, I've seen clips of three different segments where CNN has ran hit pieces on me. Nobody can make heads or tails of it. You know, the New York Times and the Washington Post have reached out and they want to do pieces. And, you know, I'm just not really interested in it. We're talking to more people using InfoWars, OANN, Newsmax, Epic Times, NTD TV, and Right Side Broadcasting than all of the fake news media. I think the flipping is here, okay? I've been waiting for this moment for years, and thank God it coincides with a Liberty Patriot movement to stop the steal.
Yeah, we're totally kicking their ass culturally right now. I mean, just look at the rally turnouts that we're getting. Every day there's rallies in every state of America, bigger than any Biden rally I've ever seen. So, I mean, that's a total victory for us. But let's talk about, and by the way, that's done without any establishment, anything. No promotions, no social media, none of it. It's all completely centered off that, but still having those victories. But, Ali, where do we stand right now? We've had five hearings already. Next week we're going to have a hearing in Wisconsin. All the evidence, no evidence, all the evidence, 10,000 plus affidavits, eyewitness testimony, 30 plus hours of it, and that's just in front of the committees. They've done side testimony as well. There's another like 30 hours of that. I mean, I can't even keep up with it. There's so much of it, but they say no evidence. I'm drowning in voter fraud evidence. But so the state legislatures have seen it. The Supreme Court has seen it. It looks like the decision may come down to them, or at least it's going to, whether that ends up being the final level or not. But where does it stand right now in your view, Ali Alexander?
Well, I'm a little punch drunk, you know. I'm so tired. But what I can tell you is that in Pennsylvania and Arizona and Georgia, well, look here. It doesn't look like we're going to get special sessions called by governors, be it Democrat governors or be it by bad Republican governors. But we're not going to get the traditional special session. But what Rudy Giuliani believes, and he needs your prayers because he was just diagnosed with COVID, you know, who knows what kind of targeted assault this actually was. And what Rudy believes, what Jenna Ellis believes, what I believe is that the state legislative bodies, because the United States Constitution grants them the rights and the powers to select electors, we believe that you don't actually need to be called by the governor. Not for this. You might need a special session called by a governor to you know, pass some bill about pork or some bill about fences or something, but not to exercise your constitutional authority. So we're contending that if a quorum of the state legislative body meets and they say these are the electors, as long as it's recorded, according to Robert's Rules of Order, then those are the electors. And there's a process for determining which slate actually gets to vote in the Electoral College on December 14th and all of that. And it's very powerful because, you know, Mike Pence would play a role in choosing the slate. So in my view, what's happening behind the scenes is we're aggressively lobbying the state legislators, the brave men in Arizona, the brave men in George and the brave men in Pennsylvania to force their caucuses to meet. And if the speaker or the Senate president, which they've all been traitors, decide not to call a caucus meeting, then to call a caucus meeting and then impeach them. So we want to impeach bad Republicans. I know that the process sounds, you know, kind of mundane or whatever, but we'll have a video up soon explaining the entire process. But that's kind of where we stand. The Supreme Court and then these constitutional irregular sessions to select electors.
Well, and just to put this in layman's terms, because political science can be, as you said, mundane or confusing, basically it first goes to the state legislatures to decide, are we going to certify or send the electors to certify the results that we currently are having or reporting, which would be, let's say, in Georgia or Pennsylvania or Michigan for Biden. And so that's why this eyewitness testimony is so key, because it lays out, look, you can't certify this for Biden. Look at all the fraud. Right. Look at all the criminal activity. I mean, even just by law. See, this is what's so frustrating. By law, in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan, I'd have to do a little bit more deep research. I didn't hear it get brought up by Trump's legal team. But by law, in those three states, the vote is null and void in multiple counties where they didn't allow poll watchers. That's illegal. Every single vote that was counted without a poll watcher is 100% illegal. So, but that's the trick, though. The state legislatures are really, I mean, it's like, do they want to go against this fraudulent election that they've seen all the evidence of, or they want to go with the establishment? Do they want to go with the corruption, go with the fraud, because it's more comfortable? I mean, that seems to be where we're at right now.
Right, and here's the question. I'm just going to tell everybody, I'm going to blow the rape whistle on the Republicans, and that is that if they can get basically, you know, 60%, 70% of the Republicans to stomp their feet but take no action, and they can do that in all six states, then there are no primary wins. Because how can you possibly primary and win at a majority of the state level? You're talking about hundreds of seats. You can't. And so what we're doing at Stop the Steal and what InfoWars has done is spotlighted the brave men and made them heroes and women, and then tackled the really, really bad ones. But let's not forget, the majority of them haven't released a statement either way. And so that's what we need to concentrate on. We need to concentrate on calling a caucus meeting. A caucus meeting is a meeting of just the party. So if all of the state reps who are Republican in Pennsylvania meet, and then they pass a resolution in their caucus that we want a special session, then if the speaker or the Senate president doesn't do that, then they can impeach him within the caucus. They can say, okay, well, we want to impeach you, and we'll team up with the Democrats to impeach you. And so that's what's happening right now. The Republicans are running out the clock on you, on me, our votes, and our beloved president.
Yeah, and you know, it because we know that Republicans can be just as corrupt as Democrats, maybe not so bad in this current time,
oh,
but it just makes you wonder, right? It makes you wonder, oh, are they not being told, hey, just go along with this and don't worry, our Smartmatic Dominion voting machines will ensure you'll be elected again.
Something very bizarre is happening. It's something that defies math. It's something that defies political science. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to say, well, that's coupled with the coincidence that Republicans don't lose a single House seat, that we are allowed to keep Susan Collins' seat, Tom Tillis' seat. Polling said we were losing those, and I didn't believe the polling with Tom Tillis. But it's strange. It's like we'll protect all incumbents. And let's say, you know, you're like, Ali, Owen, that means they're in on it. Well,
no, it's like if you had two basketball teams and one team, every member is a head taller than the other team, but then the average height said that the shorter team was taller. You'd be like, what? I can see one team taller. Ali Alexander, thank you so much. We'll see you in D.C. next weekend.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
PairWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. It's been an honor sitting in for Alex today. Of course, he will be back tomorrow hosting the Alex Jones Show. I have all these videos that I'm just not going to be able to get to because I'm going to do a news blitz here of the Patriot uprising that's happening right now. There seems to be a turning of the tide when the left, BLM, Antifa, whatever, used to go out and own the streets, our streets, our streets. Not so much anymore. In fact, BLM and Antifa are showing up at Trump events, and, well, quite frankly, they're just getting their asses kicked. And so this is happening across the nation. And so it's just a sign of the turning of the tide, but I don't have time to air all these videos from this weekend, so I'm going to have to do that tomorrow on the War Room. But before I get to this other news and sign off, and Harrison Smith hosting Sunday Night Live for me. I normally host, but sitting in for Alex Jones today. Yeah, there's just some of the examples. In fact, there's one clip. I can't wait to play this tomorrow. There's one clip where this scrawny chicken neck Antifa is in the wrong place at the wrong time, and a woman beats his ass. I'm not kidding you. A woman full mount beating an Antifa commie's face in. Do we have it? There it is right there. Look at this. She took on two of them. Seriously, it was a female that took on two of them. There she is on the right there. And then you can see the two Antifa commies getting up. And she full mounted two of them. Look at that. It's like in the movie 300 when the guy comes and says something about, you know, how women can't fight or whatever. And the guy's like, you don't know Spartan women. It's like, are the patriotic women out there can kick the average Antifa commie's ass? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, their arms are like, you know, string beans or something. So, I see an American woman on a full mount versus two Antifa commies and actually kicking their ass that they have to get up and run away. You know, let that be a lesson. Let that be an illustration to the left of what you're asking for. That's what our women can do to you. So, you know, if you want to come out in D.C. next weekend, just get ready. It's going to be the same old. But look, this woman is just whooping their ass, man. I mean, I tell you. Woo! That's good. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know why there aren't more men standing up against this. But, you know, I think what it is that the culture has made it men believe that being some cuck libtard is like what women actually want. That's all fake news. As soon as men realize that women want a strong man, women want a tough guy, women want a patriot, the whole thing will change overnight. But I'm digressing. I'm going to get to this news. Folks, I cannot implore you enough. Take advantage of Cyber Week sales right now happening at InfoWarsStore.com. Final hours. We did a whole Cyber Week. Other people do Cyber Monday. We did a whole Cyber Week at InfoWarsStore.com. So that means huge discounts on the top-selling, top-rated supplements. Huge discounts on top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Stuff you need. We have 10% off all storable food and water supplies right now. 10% off all emergency food and water supplies right now. Part of Cyber Week. And when you combine that with free shipping, big savings, big, big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. And then as just a final bonus, 10% off your entire purchase with coupon code PATRIOT at checkout. There'll be a little promo code box. You type in PATRIOT and you'll get 10% off your entire order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That is part of Cyber Week happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me play one clip for you. I'm going to have to save the rest for tomorrow on the War Room. But clip 15, how can any state legislatures certify this vote? How can anyone certify this vote with all the election fraud? Here's one data analysis response when he was asked that question.
If you could just tell us in your in the simplest way possible as an expert, what is your opinion as to the validity of the numbers that were certified today by the Secretary of State and the governor about this election?
If I was an executive at a publicly traded company, I would never sign that because I risk jail time and having all my money taken from me in lawsuits. So to answer your question, I would never, ever have certified. I'd rather resign than have certified those results.
So your professional opinion is that the numbers are fraudulent.
I believe they're fraudulent based on the data. And my sister asked me a simple question this morning. She goes, how sure are you? And my sister's a pretty stubborn person like me. And I said, I'd be willing to put my life on it. I'm that sure about the analysis, assuming that the data that I got from the state and everything else was accurate. So, you know, if you're giving me all inaccurate data from everywhere, then, you know, that's my only caveat.
And Americans are putting their lives on the line. Tens of thousands, more than 10,000 sworn affidavits of eyewitness to voter fraud, folks. That's your life on the line. That's risking the punishment of perjury if you're lying. Of course, they're not lying. And, you know, I watched all these hearings, and you can see, you can tell there's different state legislatures and there's different committee members that are at these hearings. Some of them are very interested, you know, eyes perked, like, whoa. Some of them are very stubborn and hardcore, but they're getting the information, they're accepting it. And then you have one Democrat operative on each one of these committees that's just full-blown leftist, radical, nonsensical operative from the Democrat Party. And you can tell which ones they are because they say the exact same things. Oh, that's been debunked. That's been debunked. Literally, they're just like parrots. They play a video, first time it's ever viewed anywhere, in front of a committee in Georgia. First time it's ever been viewed, this video, first time ever been viewed, ever made public. And the Democrat gets up and said, that video's been debunked. And then one of the committee members says, actually, it's my understanding that this video has never been seen before, not by Trump's legal team or anybody in the media. We're actually just seeing this for the first time. Trump's legal team confirms, yeah, we just got this before this hearing, and now we're presenting to you now. Oh, I thought it was debunked. Oh, libtard wrong again. Democrat lies again. And so this is just happening over and over. And you can see that some of the state legislators, some of these committee members are like, wow, this is just outright fraud. Wow. But they have to be in a consensus. But look at what's happening right now around the world. I mean, I don't even know what to think about this. This is just wild. Noor bin Laden, this is Osama bin Laden's daughter, says the message is clear. President Trump is fighting for America. His energy is off the charts, and he will never give up. He isn't going anywhere because he won. He knows it, and we know it. Georgia chanting, we love you, is exactly what we feel watching from all over the world. Again, that's Osama bin Laden's daughter. I mean, a CIA cutout. A CIA informant that they burned. But see, she knows Trump is fighting the very people that burned her father. I'm not sticking up for her father saying he was a good guy. I'm telling you, he was CIA. He was CIA cutout, and then he was the boogeyman that they blamed 9/11 for, and then they lied about his death for political reasons. An interesting point made by Laura Loomer from last night's event in Georgia. Barely any applause for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue last night, and then a fight for Trump broke out. It was the biggest one of the night. So basically, the message is, if you're not fighting for President Trump in this election right now, you're basically dead to Republican voters. And I did notice that. But hopefully they'll turn out to vote for those two anyway, and then in such huge fashion as a victory, if they don't use the same election theft, that it'll prove all the other tabulations and tallies to be completely fraudulent. By the way, these Stop the Steal marches are happening around the world, folks. They're happening around the country and around the world every day. There's a whole bus tour that's happening right now. I love the fact that InfoWars is always first. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm not ashamed of it. I love it. So we did the first caravan, we launched the whole thing, and now everyone's doing it. I love it. I don't care that we never get credit or, you know, we're like Voldemort or whatever. I love it. Now, here's an interesting one. Hermeet Dillon, by the way, guys, will you pull up her what she puts in her bio on Twitter? Because I'm not sure. I know she's a lawyer, but I think she's just a Fox News legal expert. I don't really know what her true credentials are beyond that. So Lynn Wood is pretty extreme right now, and I tend to agree with most of what Lynn Wood says, but he says basically any Republicans who certify this theft belong in jail, and Hermeet Dillon, who goes on Fox News, says that that's crazy, we can't do that. Well, why? Why can't we do that? See, that to me is a losing message. To say Lynn Wood is bad for saying these people belong in jail for certifying a fraudulent election, no, Hermeet Dillon, that's a loser. That's a loser. So all these Fox News analysts and all these people that, oh, we'll fight, they'll never fight. They like their TV deals. They like keeping the peace. They like being popular in D.C. All right, that does it for today's Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith hosts Sunday Night Live coming up. I'll see you tomorrow on the War Room. You stay classy, InfoWars.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.